Rav Nachman, Kol ki hai risko, lirsko kitchib ruchu, alon vlifrakinun, even though here Hashem, Hashem is getting angry at us, but he's going to free us. He's going to depurate us, redeem us. So Rav Nachman said, it's kedai that Hashem should get angry at us, as long as he'll redeem us. Of a kibun de brisk omer, since this post is talking about that Hashem got angry at us, it kure rischa breishasa loy matrinin. This pasuk we don't say. We don't mention a pasuk about the fact that Hashem got angry at us on Rosh Hashanah. Zichron. What's the pasuk of Zichron that we don't mention? Is what's called the Zichron of Pharonius that we don't mention. Going vayisko ki boser hema. Shayfer going to kavish shayfer begiver. Avulim bo loyma malchiyo Zichron b'shayfer. Shall Pharonius shall erdik echovim oimer. If you want to say psukim and talk about the punishment that the goyim got or the chovim got, that you could say. Even though it's psukim about Pharonius. But since the Pharonius went to the Goyim, not to the Eden, that you could say in Rosh Hashanah. Malchus, where's Pesukim like that by Malchus? Kagoyin. Hashem Melech, Molach, Yirgoyz Amin. That Hashem is the king, and Yirgoyz Amin, he gets angry at the Goyim. That you could say. Because the Pharonius is going to the Goyim. Ugagoyin, Hashem Molach, Oilam Voed, of the Goyim Ayatsoi. That Hashem will destroy the Goyim from the land, that also you could say. It starts off with the Malchus. Hashem Melech, Oilam Voed, you can say this Pesuk. Even though it ends off with Pharonius, since it's punishment to the Goyim, that's all right. Zichron, where's the pasuk about Zichron? It's like that. Kagoyin Zichor Hashem of Levi Edoim. That's also a pasuk about Malchus. It talks about the Pharonius Hashem gave the Goyim. Shofer, Kagoyin Vashem Olakim. Vashofer Yitoka, for Holach the Saras Taimon. And it says he gave them punishment. He gave the Goyim the punishment. Ochse Vashem Tzavokos Yogin Aleihem. Yeah. So, kids, these psukim you could mention, and we do mention these psukim. Since these are psukim that Hashem is about Zichronis, but the Pharonius went on the Goyim, that we could mention on Rosh Hashanah. Then another clown now. Ein maskirin zichron shoyochid. We don't mention the zichron about a yochid. About something happened someplace privately, that's not part of the Zichronis. We only mention what happened to the rabbin to Klal Yisrael. V'yafilu l'toiv, even though something good happened to a yochid, we don't talk about a yochid. Kegoin Zochreni Hashem Ritzoin Amecha. This pasuk we don't say. It's not about Zochreni Hashem remembered me. Or going Zochreli Alakai Litoiva. These pasukim we don't say. Kegdainois is Arei Henke Zochrenis. When the pasuk says Kegdainois, it's the same thing as the coroner's remembering. Kegoin Vashem Poker Asara. That's also included in the pasuk of Zochrenis. That Hashem remembered Sara, even though it says Lashon Pokad, Poker is also remembering what the words he coroned. Or Kegoin Poker Pokarati Yeschem. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Yosi says like this. These are also called good psukim of Zichronis. We have Yehudu Raima Enoch Zichronis. Yehudu says no. The pasuk of Hashem Poker Asara, that's not called Zichronis. Zichronis has to be that the pasuk says clearly the word Zikaron. Shred the Gemara anyway though. Well, the Rabbi Yosi, Nina Midibiktoinis. Harayen Kizichronis. Even though you heard that the word Tikodin, Pokad, is like Hashem remembered, is like the same thing as Zichronis. Of Hashem Poker Asara Tikaron the Yachidu. Even though the word Poker means that Hashem remembered Sarah and made her pregnant, of it's only a Yachid, Sarah was only a Yachid. And we said before, we don't mention Zichronis about a Yachid. And the Gemara Kivon the Yosu Rabbi Mino Kerabim Domi. Since the old Klai Yisrael came out of Sarah, Menu, Mil, that's called Kerabim. We're allowed to mention the Zichron that it says by Sarah. By Hashem Poker Asara, you could remember that's for Zichronis. Even though it's only a private person, Sarah, but from Sarah, the whole Klai Yisrael came out, that's called Kerabim.
Okay, turn over the tape now. Turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Turn over.
Right. Su Sharam Rashechem Vinosa Pisca Yolam Yavimelachakovoid, Miyos Amelachakovoid Hashem Izos Vigibor, Hashem Gibor Machama. But these are psukim of Malchus, like we say these psukim. Then it says, Shu Sharm Hashem, Masu Pisch Yolom, V'yavim Melech HaKavit. Then Mi Yuzem Melech HaKavit Hashem, Tzavokai, Su Melech HaKavit Selom. Is Rishoy Nushtayim. In the first pasuk it says two times the word Melech. So like it's like two times Malchus. Shniyah Shalosh. In the second pasuk it says three times the word Malchus, for three inyonim of Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no, Rishoyin Achas, in the first pasuk, Asu Shor Mashechem, it's only one time Malchus, and Shnei Shtayim. In the second pasuk, it's only included two times the word Malchus. The other one's a repetition just. Then, Zamro Lakim Zameru, Zamro Lamakeno Zameru, Kimelech Kolorot Lakim. That's Shtayim. Divrei Rav Yosi. It says like two times here, Zarmu Lakim Zamenu, Zarmu Makenu Zamenu. It says two times the word Melech. That's like two times Malchus. You have Yudawai Ma'achas. No, it only goes on one time. It's like just a repetition. They shav and they both agree that the Molech Elokim, Agoyim Elokim, Yoshim, Akisei Kodeshoi, Shi Achas. That's only one time. It only says the word Melech once. Even though it says Lakim Elokim twice, but it's only one time the word Melech, that's only for one Pasuk of Malchus. Zikaron, where's the Pasuk of Zikaron? Sheesh by Trua, Kegoin, Shabbosain, Zikaron Trua, Nikrua Kodesh. Is Oimrim a Zacharonis? These Sukkim you say with Zacharonis, Vyoimrim a Shofers. You can say it with Shofers also. Hey, Sukkim, I talk about both. About Zikaron and Trua, it has both things in the Psukim. You can say it in both Parshas. You can say it in the Seder of Zacharonis because it says Zikaron. And you can say it in the Parsha of Shofers because it says Terua, Shabbos and Zikaron and Trua. Divrei Rav Yosi. Have you do I know? Ainu Oimru Elu Im as Zacharonis. Bavad. It only goes by Zacharonis. You can't use this for Shofers either. The same Pasuk can't be used two times. For Zacharonis and for Shofers. So we use it by Zacharonis and not for Shofers. Malchus Sheishi Maitrua. What about a Pasuk that talks about Melech? And it also has an Indian about Shofer. Kegoin Hashem Elokov Imoi. Uthruas Melech Boi. Is Oimrim Malchus. This Pasuk you could say with the Psukim of Malchus. V'yomrim HaShofers. You could also say with the Psukim of Shofers. Divrei Rav Yosi, again, that's Rav Yosi Shita. If you have one Pasuk that has two in Yonim, Malchus and Shofers, you can say it by both. Rav Yehuda Weimano, and Oimrim Elam Elam Malchus Avad. You only say it with Malchus alone. You can't say it with Shofers again. Trua, Sheinimo Loiklum. What's called the Pasuk of Trua of Shofers that has nothing else in it? Kagoin Yoim Trua Yilachem. Is Oimrim HaShofers. This Pasuk you say with Shofers. It only talks about Shofers. Divrei Rav Yosi. We have Yudu Weimer, Enu Weimer Kolika. Now this Pasuk you don't say at all. Yeah, it doesn't say clear why not. As he holds, that's not enough with Zacharonis. The Zacharonis has to have more than just Yom Teruah Yilachem. Yeah, right. Then the Mishnah says, Maschil B'Torah U'Mashlim B'Novi. That the Pesukim start off with the Pesukim from the Torah about Malchus, and it ends off with the Pesukim from Nevi'im. We have Yaisi Yomim Hishlim B'Torah Yotza. If we end off with Sukkim from the Torah, it's also good. In Hishlim Dievedin, Lechatchila Loi, it's Mashmah only B'Dieved. If you end it off with Sukkim of Torah, it's good. But that's not the way you're supposed to do it, Lechatchila. For the more of Batanya, we learn not like that. We learned, we have Yaisi Oimer, HaMashlim B'Torah Reza Meshubach. If we end off the Seder of Malchus with a Pasuk from the Torah, it's very good. So Mashmah not only B'Dieved, but Lechatchila is that way. Saima, we should start this in the Mishnah. Mashlim, Rabbi Yosef ben Echnami, is supposed to end off the Pesuk of Malchus by saying a Pasuk from the Torah like we do, we say Shema Yisrael. V'ho im hishlim ketoni, d'yevud in l'chathchil loy. The Mishnah is Mashlim just if you did. Mashlim is only b'dyevud. For the l'chathchil you do not have to end off with Pesuk from the Torah. Hochikoma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Maschil v'Torah, you start off saying Pesuk from the Torah. O Mashlim b'Novi, you end off with the Pesuk from the Nevi'im. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Mashlim b'Torah. You mitzchila have to end off with a pasuk from the Torah. V'yem hishlim b'Navi yotze. That's the way it should be. But he also agrees if you end it off with a pasuk from Navi, you're also mekayim the mitzvah. Tanya Nami Yochi. Omer Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Yosi. V'sikin ho yomashlim b'Moisoi b'Torah. The v'sikin the choshev v'yidin that did the mitzvahs the chavivus that they love to do the mitzvahs. They ended off the pesukim of Malchus with a pasuk from the Torah. Not by saying Shema Yisrael. There are a lot of psukim in the rice that talk about Zacharias and Shofers. Elamalchios, to lawsuit heaven, there are only two, three psukim in the Torah that talk about Malchios. So how could you end off with a pasuk of Malchios also? There's a pasuk of Hashem Olakov Imoi, or Thruas Melech Boi, Vahi Bishur and Melech, Hashanim Lech Lelum Voed. Vianan Bina Nesser, we have to have 10 psukim. So how do you have the other pasuk? Well, you have to have 3 at the beginning, then 1 at the end. How do you have a 4th pasuk for Lekha? Oma Rabbi Huna, Toshima, come and bring your raya. The Bosse says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokenu Hashem Achod, Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, that's called Malchus. In other words, Malchus doesn't only mean the fact that Hashem is a melech, like forcing himself upon us like a king, but rather Meyavar also. Shema Yisrael means like Vihafto, Chlayus was Makabal upon himself, a Kodesh Baruch of a melech, that's also included in Malchus. Malchus means we accept upon ourselves the Malchus of Hashem. So the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is also a Pasuk of Malchus, like we do, we end off the Pesukim of Malchus with Shema Yisrael. We have Yehudu Oimer, Eino Malchus, he also knows that's not called Malchus. As he learns, Malchus means, a Lashon of a Melech means, a king forces himself, he rules over us by force. This Pasuk of Shema Yisrael's Mashma, we accept it upon ourselves, that's not a Pasuk of Malchus. The Pasuk says then, V'yadatu hayoim v'ashrivois el lovecho, ki Hashem hu lakim einoid. Malchus, divrei Rabbi Yosi. Grace against us is also called the Pasuk of Malchus. In other words, we're accepting upon ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech, that's called Malchus. Again, Rabbi Yehuda argues, his sheet there is no, Rabbi Yehuda ain't a Malchus. That's not called Malchus. Malchus means a Lashon of Hashem is forcing, you're ruling Bal Korchach. Here's the Pasuk that we're accepting it, that's not called Malchus. Then in the third Pasuk of the Machlekes, after Reis Vadas, Ki Hashem Hu Lakim, Einoid Movadri. The same thing, Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, this is the Pasuk of Malchus. That we accept upon ourselves the Malchus of Hashem, we realize Einoid is nobody else, that's a good Pasuk for Malchus. Yeah, but you do aim again, ain't a Malchus, that's not called Malchus. Malchus means Hashem Molach, Hashem rules, by Korchach, by force, and not these Sukkim that we accept upon ourselves to Malchus Shemayim. Yeah. Mishnah says, Ho'oivel lefnei ateva, v'yomtir shrosh Hashanah. Whoever goes to Davin, the Shrich Tzibra, goes to Davin and Rosh Hashanah, is Hasheni Matkiya. When do you blow the Shofar? During Musaf. Hasheni means the second Shliach Tzibur, that's Davini Musaf. Rashi, a Mespalot Tfilas Musaf Matkiya. We blow the Shofar during Musaf, like we do, not during Shachris, but during Musaf. Hovishasa Halel, but on a regular Yom Tif, when we say Halel, Horishan Makris Halel. The Shliach Tzibur, the Davin Shachris, we say Halel during Shachris. As Halel we say during Shachris, and Tkiya Shofar during Musaf. For the more Maishin or Sheni, Mitkiya. How come we say Tkiya Shofar by Musaf? Mishum, because the Broi Vam Hadras Melech, he's supposed to have a lot of people there. Mashmah Shachris is too early, not everybody gets to Shachris yet. You don't have too many people there by Shachris. So maybe we wait to blow the Shofar by Musaf to make sure everybody's there already. To have a lot of people. If the Mori Hochi is so, Halel Nami, it should be the same Tikkun every Yom Tov when we say Halel, also name of Hashani, Mishum the Broi Vam Hadras Melech. You should wait to say Halel by Musaf when you have more people there. Ella, what do you have to say? Ella, Maishna, Hallo, the Barishan, how come Hallo we say by Shachris? Mishum, this reason, Maktim le Mitzvah, no, there's a clown. Azorus, do the Mitzvah as soon as possible. So it's Kedai to say Hallo right away during Shachris. If so, for tomorrow, Tkiya Nami never Barishan, Mishum, this reason, Maktim le Mitzvah. The same thing, we should blow the Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, during Shachris. How's reason, Maktim le Mitzvah? To show you Azorus, your person that rushes to do the Mitzvah, you do it right away, we should blow the Shofar during Shachris. So how come? Shofar is by Musaf, and Halal is by Shachris. So in the Mara, Rabbi Yechanan, Hatayya B'Shas Gzeiras HaMalchus Shonu. Our Mishnah is talking about B'Shas Gzeiras HaMalchus. There was a Gzeirah, Srashi Oyvim Gozvush Lo Yitoka. The Goyim at the corner not to blow the Shofar. For Yorvim Lehem Kol Shei Shoyis. That Lekates Tfila Shachris. Lekache B'Rul Etkoye B'Musafim. There was a Gzeirah there that the first 6 hours of the day, the Goyim saw that's the time the Jews blow the Shofar. That's the time the Davin Shachris. The medic there with the first 6 hours of the day, you can't blow the Shofar. That's what a tekonah was at that year, to blow the Shofar first later during Musaf, after the first 6 hours of the day. So that was a tekonah. Mishum the Goyim, they left the tekonah that way. Mashenkin, there was never a tekonah about Halal. Therefore, Halal, they left the regular way, so as far as reason of Akim Lemitzvahs, to say Halal right away in the morning. Before the Gzeirah, right. Before the Gzeirah, right, right. From the Gzeirah onwards, we say the Musaf, right. Right. Midakama Bishas Halil. Now that it says Bishas Halil Machlad of Rosh Hashanah Leka Halil. Mashmur another Yom Tovim you have Halil, but not in Rosh Hashanah. My time, how come we don't say Halil in Rosh Hashanah? Is Omer Abavua, so Abavua says, Omru Malchi Hashos of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mifnei Ma En Yisrael Omrim Shiru Lefanecha, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. How come Klai Yisrael doesn't say Halil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It's a Yom Tif. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tif. We should say Halil. Is Omelem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back and said, Efsha Melech Yoshev HaKisei Din, V'Sifrei Chaim, V'Sifrei Meisim, Suchem Lefonov, V'Yisrael Olim Yom Shira. Since it's a Yom HaDin today in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting B'Din, and he has his Svarim, the books are open, who's going to live, who's going to die, it's saying B'Din to say Shira. That's not a time for Klai Yisrael now to say Shira. We have to be the aim of a year or now, it's not a time now to say hello. Therefore in Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, we don't say hello. Only another Yom Tov when we say hello. Right. Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Ein Mavirin Olav Etzachum. And it comes Rosh Hashanah, and you don't have your Shofar with you. It's outside the Tchum of the city, even though it's only Yosem and Rabbonin, you're not allowed to go out of the Tchum to get your Shofar. The Rabbanim made the Xeris even b'mokem shofar. You can't go if a wall of stones fell over the shofar. You're not allowed to clean away the stones to get to the shofar. You're not allowed to climb up a tree. If you left your shofar before Rosh Hashanah on top of the tree, on Yom Tov, you can't go up the tree to get the shofar. You can't ride on top of an animal to get your shofar. If you left your shofar floating in the middle of the river, and you want to swim there to get it, you can't swim there to get the river, to get the shofar. You can't cut the shofar off on Rosh Hashanah. Whether it's an issur of the Raisa, whether it's an issur of the Rabbanon, you can't do issur even with the Rabbanon, l'tzarech getting the shofar. As we all, the hechsher mitzvah is not doichi yomtiv. But if you want or stand to make the curl sound good, to put water or to put wine inside the shofar, that you're allowed to do on yomtiv. There's no issur, there's no malachar in that. We don't stop the kids from blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. If they want to blow the shofar, you don't have to stop them. But you're allowed to be oisik with them until they learn how to blow the shofar that you are allowed to. Like they're allowed to try and help them learn that they should blow the shofar. Some of us be mesasik means some blowing the shofar for the purpose of hearing a koil, but not for the shei mitzvah. Is be mesasik. He's oisik and doing something else right now. Is lo yotza. You have to mekayim the mitzvah. Because you have to have shrichas kavana, or mesasik b'chal is not called doing a mitzvah. You're doing something else. V'yashremeyer mina mesasik is also lo yotza. If you hear the shofar from somebody that's blowing, and he's blowing, he doesn't have a mind, today's Rosh Hashanah, I'm blowing the Shem Mitzvah. He stam has a mind, he's blowing the shofar, stam to hear how the voice comes out of it, stam to hear how it sounds. So since he's not blowing the Shem Mitzvah, he's being a sasik in something else, it's not called the Kerel Shofar Shem Mitzvah, and whoever hears such a Kerel is not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the more my time, what's talking of Shat, how come you're not allowed to be over these Yisurim to get the shofar? The more shofar Esayhu, to do the Mitzvah shofar true, it's a Mitzvah Sasei. Other the yomtiv, not to do a melacha on yomtiv is asay v'lois asay. Is an essay to rest on yomtiv, and there's a lois asay not to do melacha on yomtiv. And the klal is v'yein essay deiches lois asay v'yessay. A mitzvah asay could only be deich a lois asay alone. But here on yomtiv, to do a melacha is an essay and a lois asay. The Torah says rest. That's a mitzvah asay, and there's a lois asay not to do melacha. So you're not allowed to do melacha even for the purpose of hearing the hearing the shofar. You can't climb up the tree to get the shofar, or you can't ride on your horse to get the shofar. For the Gemara Hashta, the Rabbanon Amar Taloi, Madach, the Mishnah says that you can't climb up the tree, which Midiraisa, you are allowed to climb up the tree. It's only us in Midirabbanon. So you see, Midirabbanon, you can't do Isurim to get the shofar. Diraisa, mi boy. So what does the Mishnah have to say? Case that's us in Midiraisa, Pshita, you're not allowed to do Nisidiraisa to get the shofar. Rashi says, Diraisa, hashta the rabbanon armaloi. Is the tchumim of the techa gad lekel amigzer oto diraisa marteloi? Is diraisa roich v'nikel amayim Hashem yechtech zemora? Rashi learns like this: the madach gzeirah is the rabbanon that are not mishum gzeirah. Maybe v'yoven is the diraisa. Some going out the tchumim that's the purest the rabbanon. Now the gzeirah of the rabbanon not to ride on not to climb up a tree or not to ride on an animal. That's the gzeirah because we're afraid maybe you come to do an issur diraisa. We're afraid maybe when you're climbing up the tree, you pull off a branch. You'll be over Nisir Diraisa. So Madach, you can't walk Chusat Chum, which is only a pure Dirabonin. For sure, you can't climb up the tree, which there, that Dirabonin is more Chumar, because there it's a Xerim, maybe you'll be over Nisir Diraisa. But tomorrow, Diraisa, me boy? Tomorrow says, Enechnami. Zuvi and Sarach Lemazukatoni. True, the Mishnah says Zu, not only where it's an Nisir Dirabonin purely, but even when the Issa the Rabbanin is on a Gezerah, not to be over the Issa the Raisa, also we say the Rabbanin kept their Isurim, and you're not allowed to be over the Issa in order to hear the Shofar. And Echnami, if you say the first case, you don't need the second case, that's the Klal of Zubi and Tzachlin Zugatoni. It says this, and it already says another case also. Right, if you ain't Chaytchen Noisa, you can't cut it off. A Bein Bedover Shum Mishum Shvus, a Bein Bedover Shum Mishum Loisase. When it's Nisir the Raisa, Nisir the Rabbanin, you can't do it. Trashi Bein Chaytchen Noisa, and bol is sakna, if you want to be misakna shofar, loy bedover shum mishum shvus, then it's kli, shein daka lachtech boi shofar, it's going magla. If you want to take stama, a piece of metal, it's not a derech to cut with it, and you want to cut your shofar,